Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Across the country and across the state, political candidates are making their closing arguments today. Here in Massachusetts, latest polls suggest the closely watched race for the U.S. Senate remains extremely tight.
We caught up with both campaigns today as incumbent Republican Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren made their final pitches to voters around the state. Scott Brown began his day early, rallying supporters in Lynn, and then headed north to Beverly, where an enthusiastic group of supporters gathered outside the Depot Diner. It was cold this morning, but that didn't deter supporters like Mike Gendry, Tim Clark, and Georgia Gibbons, all North Shore Republicans who came out early to hold campaign signs and support Brown.
He's a middle-of-the-road guy. He's an independent thinker. He represents balance for the state. We need it. And I think he will represent the right issues for us.
He's going to stop this roadblock we got down in the Senate. It's the, you know, you're not going to get a straight partisan vote out of him. I don't mind that. I'm a Republican. I want him to vote and get things moving along down there.
So you like this sort of this independence that he's talking about?
I like it very much about him. There's a lot of reasons why you want to vote on either side, and he knows them.
I think that Scott Brown has delivered on every promise that he made, and I've had the opportunity to speak to him, you know, one-on-one a number of times. I'm a Republican. I disagree with him about a number of his votes. I told him that, and he told me, I don't just vote. He said, I research. I speak to everyone. And I was really impressed with that, even though I still disagreed with him about his vote.
Sounds like you trust him.
I definitely trust him. That's my dedication.
Finally, the moment arrived in the form of Scott Brown's big blue bus, promising in big black letters an independent voice. After Brown stepped down and greeted supporters, his message was clear. This race remains close and every vote matters.
Nice to see you. Hey, guys. What's up? How you doing, man? Good to see you. Hi.
Latest polls suggest this race is virtually tied on this final day before the election. But Brown urged his supporters to ignore the polls and then offered his case for re-election one last time. Casting himself as a moderate voice, he never says Republican, in a state and nation bogged down by political divisions.
As you know, it is going to be a close race. I've said that for almost a year and a half. There's no mystery here. And you see polls up, down, all around. Listen, I don't really care. The poll I care about is the final poll when people have spoken. And I need you to do a couple of things. I need you not to take this thing for granted. I need you to push back against that machine. I need you to get on your Facebook, your email, your Twitter, pick up the phone, you know, the one that's on the wall that has the circular thing.
Yeah.
Actually dial. Go next door to your neighbors, three or four. Hit your street. Really, drag everybody you can out. It's a numbers game at this point. I know it and you know it. Yeah. So please do that.
And that's a
see, she's excited. I need you to do that for me. If you do that, you know, it's going to be a wonderful night. You will go to bed on November 6th recognizing that you've sent a very powerful message to Beacon Hill, to Capitol Hill, that you have a choice. You can have more spending, more taxing, more regulation, more gridlock. I would encourage each and every one of you, by the way, to go and watch the 60 Minutes piece that was on last night. And it had our two leaders, the majority and minority leaders down there, and they wouldn't even look at each other. They were talking over each other. Those are the people that I'm trying to deal with down there, folks, the extremes on both sides. And by having me down there in the middle, bridging that gap, bridging that divide, is what we need right now. It's not going to happen if we send my opponent down there. She will be in lockstep with the majority leader. I'm 50-50 with both sides. So how can you say that we're not going to move our country forward by having me there? Listen, Scott's been down there. He's been that independent voice. He's been holding the line on taxes. He's been solving problems. I can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Remember, it's people over party. This is what it's about. People over party.
A few hours later, supporters of Elizabeth Warren gathered outside the Flat Black Coffee House in the heart of Dorchester. The crowd was large and diverse, men and women, blacks and whites, white-collar professionals, and union workers. Maureen Kiley and Joe Mahoney were both holding Warren campaign posters.
She reflects my values. You know, equal pay for equal work is a big, big issue, and she's right there out front, always has been. Scott Brown skirts it a bit, and she just is so genuine and sincere. And it's about time we had a woman senator in Massachusetts.
Scott Brown doesn't have a clue what it's like to get up and go to work every day. I believe Elizabeth's been taught that, and she understands what it's like to go to work. You know, it's more than a pickup truck and a barn coat that makes you an everyday guy.
So Elizabeth Warren really understands what working folks go through, it sounds like.
I think she's got it, and I think she's been educated to the fact, and frankly, I'm amazed that anybody that gets up and goes to work and makes less than $500,000, why they would vote Republican. They don't have a clue about the issues we face every day. And, you know, Scott Brown falls right in with them.
If Scott Brown casts himself as a political independent, an insurgent outsider in a state dominated by a Democratic machine and tradition, Elizabeth Warren embraces that Democratic majority. In Dorchester this morning, Democratic city councilors, state reps, and two sons of former Senator Ted Kennedy introduced her. Here's former Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy.
And I'm here to say, if you loved my father, Senator Edward Kennedy, you're going to love the champion of working people that Elizabeth Warren is going to be for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
In her closing argument, Warren jumped at the chance to wrap herself in the mantle of the late Democratic lion of the Senate. And as she's done throughout this campaign, she worked to tie Brown to the National Republican Party and pounced again on his voting record in the Senate.
We all take a minute to remember what Senator Ted Kennedy did for this, did for Dorchester, did for Boston, did for Massachusetts, did for the whole country. And we stop to remember how hard he fought for working families. His work on health care, but also his work on housing, his work on wages, his work on pensions. No one ever had to ask on whose side Ted Kennedy stood. He stood for working families. Always. And I want to make this clear. I don't want to go to Washington to work for the millionaires and the billionaires and the big oil companies. I want to go to Washington to fight for working families. We have to talk just a little about Scott Brown's votes. Scott Brown voted against a jobs bill that would have meant 22,000 jobs here in Massachusetts. Voted against the extension of unemployment benefits 16 times. Scott Brown had exactly one chance to vote for equal pay for equal work. He had one chance to vote for insurance coverage for birth control. And he had one chance to vote for a pro-choice woman to the United States Senate. He voted no, he voted no, he voted no. We're going to vote because our future depends on it. We're going to vote because our children depend on it.
That's right.
We're going to vote because our grandchildren depend on it. We are going to vote because this is our election to take back for the people of Massachusetts.
Democrat Elizabeth Warren rallying early today in Dorchester. Polls open tomorrow morning at 7.